Jim Jordan, remember groceries being this expensive when Republicans were in charge? By Hannah Blow on June 28, 2022. Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., on Monday reminded Americans that prices were far lower when Republicans were in control in Washington, D.C., drawing a stark contrast between the two parties as the midterm elections swiftly approach. Remember groceries being this expensive when Republicans were in charge? Nope. Jordan exclaimed. His remark comes as America experiences 41-year high inflation and as most Americans identify inflation and the economy as the top issues of concern heading into the midterm elections. Further, most Americans admit that they are concerned over their ability to afford day-to-day things. Overall, 65% said they are concerned about their ability to afford day-to-day things, while 66% are concerned about their ability to take a vacation or travel. Nearly three-quarters, 73%, said they are concerned about their ability to purchase a big-ticket item. And another 73% said they are concerned about their ability to save money right now. Those concerns coincide with reports of the price of basic 4th of July goods skyrocketing, up 17% from 1 year ago, according to a survey from the American Farm Bureau Federation, AFBF. The average cost of a summer cookout for 10 people is $69.68, which breaks down to less than $7 per person. The overall cost for the cookout is up 17% or about $10 from last year, a result of ongoing supply chain disruptions, inflation and the war in Ukraine. The individual breakdown is even worse. 2 pounds of ground beef, for example, is up 36%. And 2 pounds of boneless chicken is up 33%. Further, 32 ounces of pork and beans is up 33%, and 3 pounds of center-cut pork chops is up 31%. Lemonade, another summer staple, is up 22%. Despite higher food prices, the supply chain disruptions and inflation have made farm supplies more expensive. Like consumers, farmers are price takers, not price makers, AFBF chief economist Roger Kryan said in a statement. Bottom line, in many cases the higher prices farmers are being paid aren't covering the increase in their farm expenses, he added. The cost of fuel is up and fertilizer prices have tripled. These trends are not new, either. An April CBS News/YouGov survey found that 53% of Americans had to cut back on food and groceries due to rising prices.